At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In this week's episode, we fill you in on everything that's happening in our lives. We discuss the claw that emerged at the Slumber Party Tour. Corey gives his yays and nays for all the summer blockbuster movies. We talk about maybe getting shot at the Shania Twain concert. And I announce my upcoming reality show all about looking for supernatural love. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into this week's episode, I gotta give some love to our friends over at Audible.com. They love Psychobabble as much as you do, and they're giving you guys the hookup. So if you use audiblepodcast.com/besties, you can get your first audiobook free. They have the biggest selection in the world, and if you want to listen to a book, you'll love it. Go use it, because they love us, and we want to love them back. So use audiblepodcast.com/besties. You get your first book free with that link. Thanks, Audible. Hi, Corey.
Hello.
Good day.
Good
day.
It's a great day to be alive.
Are you singing?
And I'm here in the studio with you, and you're the apple of my eye, but you're a rotten apple.
What's your favorite type of apple?
I'm going to squish you.
Stop it.
Oh, you know I love a Honey Crisp.
Ooh, yum.
They're the best apples.
Refreshing. You know an apple has enough of a kick to it. It's the same thing as a cup of coffee in the morning.
That's why I have an apple for breakfast and not coffee. You know how I feel about coffee.
As I slurp my derp, I am drinking the biggest cup of coffee right now.
How big is it? Tell them how big it is.
It is big.
Is it a grande?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
It's not a Trenti. You know a Trenti can hold an entire glass of wine. Or I mean, bottle of wine.
Really?
Yeah, literally.
Who needs that much coffee?
Who needs that much wine?
I do.
I do.
Daddy does.
Daddy does. Corey, what have you been up to? I feel like we haven't updated the people on what we've been doing in our lives, so I feel like it's only appropriate to just dive deep. Corey, what have you been up to?
Well, there's a lot been going on in the last few weeks.
A lot been going on.
I've seen every movie out.
Ugh.
You know I like to see movies.
Corey's favorite food is popcorn from a cinema.
Oh, my God, yes. Don't even get me started.
I do like movie theater pizza.
Really?
Like gross.
You're trash.
Like a gross personal pizza. You know?
I think I would literally get the pizza last. I want popcorn.
And a hot dog.
And no, nachos, girl. Get in line for nachos.
I will get in line for a nacho.
And I'd probably even take Sour Patch Kids before I took a hot dog.
Do you get candies?
Never.
And never do I.
Somebody was telling me that you're supposed to go to the Grove, where you can see the movies, and there's a candy store there.
Yes.
And then you get a bunch of the candy and you sneak it in.
Yeah, well, you don't have to sneak it in. We're not, like, 7.
Didn't your dad drop a cheeseburger out of his jacket pocket?
Literally. Once we were going to see a movie, and he was trying to smuggle in, like, an entire fucking meal. Like a fucking Thanksgiving feast.
Baby back ribs.
Baby ribs. And we walk in, and he's, like, about to give him, you know, the stub. You know how he's like, okay, theater 7. And he hands over the stub, and out from, like, his jacket falls an entire hamburger.
A Big Mac.
Like, wrapped up. He acts like it didn't even happen. Leans down, picks it up, puts it back in his pocket as if it never happened.
I picture him, like, kicking it.
Literally, I was so mortified.
You were so mortified that you were like, Dad,
I was
pass
like, Dad,
the fries.
Give me their burger.
Pass the fries.
Once we were waiting for a movie to start, and literally the opening scene, my dad's, like, unwrapping his burger. You know how loud that is. And I'm, like, glaring at him. And then I look over, and he, like, looks at me as he's popping open a can of soda. So it's like, that's my impression of
Oh my God,
can.
You nailed it.
Thank you. So that's what you've been doing. What movies have you seen?
I was going to say, I've seen them all. Avengers.
I'm going to go through this list that you have, and you say yay or nay.
On if somebody should go see it?
How many pop cans opening from a scale of 1 to 10?
I don't get what you're saying. You want me to rate the movie?
Yeah, with how many pop cans you'd open during that movie.
Because I need to stay awake? Because it's such an awful movie?
How many popcorns?
Give me the way to rate this.
Is it 5 pop cans openings?
Can I just yay or nay the movie?
Yeah, just yay or nay. Avengers, go.
Wait, and I'm going to clarify. Like, if I say nay, it doesn't mean that
no,
you shouldn't red box it.
You just have to say yay or nay for
okay.
your experience.
Okay.
Avengers.
Nay.
I gasped too hard.
The fly flew in your mouth?
I thought it was just okay. I'm over the Avengers.
Oh, so I only get one word and you get to elaborate.
I'm on to the Guardians.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
Okay. Avengers, you say nay?
Nay.
I say nay also. It Follows.
Yay.
I haven't seen it. Unfriended.
Nay.
Wow. Everyone liked it. Tomorrowland.
Big nay.
Wow. A hefty nay.
Yes.
PP2, what is that?
Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh, you have it as PP2. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Yay.
Okay. See, I didn't really like the first one. I know.
I know. How does it feel to hate women?
Wow. Okay. You know what? I saw a Tumblr thing about how Pitch Perfect 2 was problematic.
I mean, there were a lot of jokes about, like, gender and race and everything. And they attacked everybody. I will say, though, they went for everybody.
But except the white leads.
They went for Fat Amy.
Fat people. That's not, you're coming for people.
They called
anyway,
all Americans fat.
Mad Max. Yay or nay?
Nay.
Really? I want to go see that though.
Mm-mm. Save your dollar. And hopefully by the time this airs, I've seen Insidious 3. And it's a yay.
And hopefully it's not an Insidious.
Hopefully it's, oh no, Insidious.
Yeah.
When you poop your pants during Insidious.
It's when you make. Ugh. So, okay, so you saw all those movies while I was gone?
I mean, in the last few weeks.
Okay. That's what you've been up to?
I've been up to. What I'm going to...
We also... No. We had a very busy week the other week.
Yeah.
We went to the UK for tour. We started the UK tour.
I know. I didn't even get to see any of movies while I was there.
Wow. Okay. Your life must be so hard.
It is. It's like I just stuck in hotel rooms and stuck on a tour bus and stuck at a venue.
Wow.
Just kidding. It was fun.
Yeah. Did you have fun?
I did. I debuted my Wild Things Are Max.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you debuted your hand.
Oh, I debuted my, I debuted my claw. It's called a Corey's Claw. Claw okay. with a K.
Hashtag Corey's Claw.
Corey's Claw.
So coming
to a city near you this summer.
Okay. We went to Dublin, London, Manchester, and Glasgow. We really took the UK by storm. But I am sad we didn't go to Wales. I want to go to Wales soon. Everyone was like, why didn't you come to Wales?
Happy Wales Gray.
Well, we will. We will.
Next time we go to Wales, they all better be wearing Happy Wales Gray. And they better appreciate the color gray.
Which was your favorite stop of the tour so far in
the
UK?
Oh my God, how dirty dog dare you.
You can only pick one night. What did you love?
I'm going to say Glasgow because I had Corey's claw.
Yeah, Corey on the last night of the UK tour lost his mind officially.
Truly.
We were Snapchatting before the show, opening some stuff that you guys were giving us. And one of the gifts was a mechanical claw. And I didn't know you were going to do it, but you came out on stage with your claw. And then we did the handshake and you hit me with it. And it kind of hurt.
Next time I'm going to scratch your face and pull your glasses off. And I'm going to stomp on them and be like, get off the stage.
Corey takes over the slumber party tour.
I told you, I'm just waiting for you to be sick. And so they're going to go on stage and be like, Tonight, playing the role of Tyler Oakley in Tyler Oakley's Slumber Party Tour will be Corey Cool.
How will you drag me?
I will walk out and be like, hey, guys. Actually,
wow.
I won't even walk out. I'll, like, stumble out on my knees because I'm going to be your height.
Oh, my God. Some type of drag.
Yes. In Tyler Oakley drag.
Red for filth. Just like...
Your favorite color? Red for filth.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's a funny color.
You're welcome.
Write it down.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
My favorite night may have been, well, my favorite city that I had never been to was Glasgow. Because, like, I went and kind of got to explore the next morning, and it was so pretty.
That's rude. I had to go home, and it was downpour raining.
Oh, my God.
You slept through the rain?
I woke up real early, and I went and explored all of Glasgow. It was really pretty.
Listen, you know I had a rough day. I got stuck at the Philadelphia airport for 10 hours.
Yeah, you were tweeting or texting me all of it, and I was like, block number.
That's rude.
Sorrels.
And now I'm going to Michigan.
Michigan.
Right after recording this. And.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to fly again because I'm afraid.
By the time you guys hear this, you will. We will be in Michigan, both of us, because this episode goes up while we're going to be home. But what are we going to be home for?
We're going to our friend's wedding.
I'm actually so excited for this. I mean, usually weddings are kind of a drag, but it's like going to be all of our friends. And
I think weddings were a drag when you were a kid and you had
to go
to weddings.
And now we get to go because it's actually like.
And now I'm an adult.
About.
And if somebody invites me to a wedding, I get to choose whether or not I'm going.
Right. Back then it was like we were drawing.
And I got a sneak preview of all the music they're playing.
Is it going to be good?
For the reception. Oh,
hopefully
it's going to be good.
You know, me making my wedding playlist, talk about it.
God, you making a wedding playlist is starting with putting all of Gaga's albums on a playlist.
And it's already 7 hours long. And I'm like, is this too long for a wedding playlist?
For a wedding reception.
I'm like, how much of art pop can I add?
And just think, by the time you get married, she'll probably have another 7 albums.
Okay, well, either you're dragging me, or you're dragging
or
you're saying she's going to be very busy.
She's going to be very busy in the next month.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm excited for the wedding. And what are you – you're doing something very special.
I'm officiating the wedding.
Your first wedding that you're officiating.
Speaking of which, I need to borrow your iPad so that I can read the officiating from it.
Okay. You can do that.
thank you. I put you on the spot.
Remind me today.
Live on air.
Okay. An iPad?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what the kids do these days.
What a modern wedding.
That's what I think they did at Billy and Pat's wedding, too.
Really?
Yeah, they had an iPad.
Well, it's our friends, Amanda and Mark, and we know them from college. And it's weird because I feel like I've known them for, like, the majority of their relationship. That I mean, I guess in the context. They dated even in high school, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
So they've been together for
They're
a while.
They're in love.
They're in love.
I'm excited. Whose side are you going to sit on, the bride or the groom's?
I'm going to sit in the aisle.
See, I get to sit in the aisle because I'm officiating.
Aren't I the flower girl?
No. I don't know what
it is. Self-appointed.
You'll have to tell me if they asked you.
Well, I'm just bringing my own flower petals.
Oh, my God. What if you just showed
up? I'm going to have flower petals in my pockets, and I'm just going to kind of subtly throw them out.
When you walk to
without
sit.
Without them knowing. Yeah, yeah,
oh, my
yeah.
God. What are you wearing?
Maybe like a suit. Well, obviously a suit, but I don't know what color suit. Either because it's a summer wedding, you can honestly do like a blue or a tan or a black, or you can do any color.
Oh my
summer
god!
Wedding. And there, it's going to be like a very modern wedding. I feel so you can kind of really do your own thing.
I would love to see you in that purple blazer that you got red for filth in.
It's not red for filth; it's purple for filth.
I would love to see you as a
Plum
Caesar Flickerman's bastard child
at the
wedding.
Thanks. Maybe you will. Stay tuned. We'll be Instagramming all the pictures if you want to. Maybe I'll Snapchat the wedding.
Do it.
I'll Snapchat the whole wedding.
Snapchat, crackle, and pop that wedding.
Do you have a Snapchat?
I do. It's private.
Oh. You're not going to get a public Snapchat?
I might. I don't know. Is that what you guys want from me?
If you want Corey to do it, tweet him. Let him know.
And say, get that Snapchat,
hashtag
girl.
Hashtag get that Snapchat,
but
girl.
I don't even know how to update my story.
Well, I've been doing it, and it's an experience. Because I got it for to kind of Snapchat the tour and to Snapchat, like, a whole bunch of stuff, like, behind the scenes. Because
yeah.
I haven't really been daily vlogging.
Can I Snapchat instead of daily vlogging?
Yeah, it's so easy. It's fun.
Can I Snapchat myself just, like, eating bacon?
Yes. Yes, girl. Yes.
Can I Snapchat
filter on that.
Myself wasting bath bombs?
Oh, Lord knows.
Are you doing anything else in Michigan while you're there after the wedding?
In Michigan? I'm going to spend some time with my family.
Oh, my God. Tyler takes a vacation.
It's not really a vacation.
Tyler takes a staycation.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm there for a few days, so I'm excited to be back at home. You know I love Michigan.
And
I hope it's cold while we're there.
No. I was going to say, and it's summer weather for once. I feel like I always go to Michigan when it's cold out.
That's what I prefer.
My mom said,
oh, my God. I just looked up the weather in Michigan. It's going to be so hot at the wedding.
My mom said,
70 degrees this weekend.
That's nice. That's not too hot.
What day is the wedding?
Saturday.
Ooh, it's raining on Saturday.
What city did you look up?
I just looked up Michigan.
I think you have to be a little more.
What city are we going to be in? Oh, you can't say it, but let me look.
Why can't I? This is going up after the fact.
Oh, well, it's Saturday. It'll be 76 and raining at the wedding.
Oh,
in Ann Arbor,
I heard
Michigan.
Rain on your wedding day is good luck.
Well,
just like the Alanis Morissette song.
Isn't it ironical?
Isn't it tyrannical?
Ugh, you know what else has been going on? My buddy Joey Graceffa released a book. It's called In Real Life, and I want to give it some love. And the only way I would want to give it some love is through our friends over at Audible. You may know Audible because we talk about them a lot. They love the podcast, and so we want to give them some love. If you use audiblepodcast.com/besties, you can get your first audiobook for free. They have hundreds of thousands of options of books to choose from. If you want to listen to a book, you can get your first book for free with that link. I am recommending this month Joey Graceffa's book. I'm so proud of my friend Joey Graceffa. He has released his first book. It is called In Real Life. I have read some of it so far. I'm not done with it yet, so don't spoil it for me. But there are some heartwarming stories in it and some funny things, some serious things. It's a great book. I love it. I'm so proud of him. You know I love Joey. I mean, everyone loves Joey. So go get that book or any other book with the link audiblepodcast.com/besties. Let Joey know that you are listening to it. Tweet him and give him some love because we're so proud of him over here at Psychobabble. Anyway, audiblepodcast.com/besties. Get your first book free with that link.
What else are we doing this summer in the next couple of weeks? We've got the wedding coming up, and then...
We go back on tour!
We do.
I'm excited for this, because we're going to cities that we have never been to.
I have never been to Seattle, and I've never been to Vancouver.
You've never been to Seattle?
Never.
I went for a convention last year, but yeah. I told everyone at the convention, I was like, I might be coming back soon, because I couldn't talk about the tour yet, and then now I'm like, I'm coming back now! So if you're in Seattle, hopefully you're coming to the tour.
It's on June 6th.
And then also we're doing Vancouver.
But this is they're gonna have heard this after the fact,
right? Vancouver's already sold out, so sorry if you're in Vancouver.
You have the opportunity.
Oh yeah,
now.
Yeah. We've already done it because this is already airing after.
So put out into the world what you want to have had happen there.
Well, I hope Seattle's almost sold out. So I hope Seattle's sold out. I hope that they go well. I hope everyone comes and has a good time and they meet their friends. And I hope it's a safe environment. And I hope your families come and they understand you a little bit more. And I hope that I wear a cute one. I hope that...
You're so boring.
What do you hope
for? I hope for Corey's Claw to make a debut.
A debut?
A Seattle debut. A stateside debut.
Wow.
Yes.
Who knows? And then after... so we have Seattle and Vancouver. And then coming up, while you're listening to this, in a couple weeks we're going to San Francisco, which I am so excited for. Honestly, because we have so many friends that are going to be there. And it's going to be like a big, huge gay fest because, San Francisco. And then we're doing San Diego. And if you're in San Diego, I think that's going to be a really, really cute show because I was looking up that venue and every single seat is a good seat in the San Diego theater. And then we're doing Anaheim and San Antonio and then Houston and Dallas. And then, yeah, but the ones that are coming up are San Francisco, San Diego, and Anaheim. All of our California stops.
I'm excited.
I'm excited because... Honestly, I feel like it's going to be, especially the Anaheim one, a whole bunch of people that we know, all of our friends are going
to
be there.
Yeah, I'm excited because I get to stay in the same time zone.
Right.
I mean, nothing against traveling, but it's going to be short flights instead of long, long flights.
Right. I was excited because the UK tour went so well. Everyone loved it. And I was like, oh my God, I wish I could just tour every weekend. So now we got California coming up and then Texas and then the South, which is Atlanta and Orlando. And then in a couple months, we got Australia. So if you're in Australia,
that's forever away at this point.
That's in September. So
do you know what else we're doing in Seattle?
What? Oh my God, so much fun. Wait, apparently it's already happened by the time you're listening to this. So I hope it went well. But what is it?
Of course it went well. How could a Shania Twain concert not go well?
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. Maybe she shoots us from the stage. Could happen.
Don't put that out into the world.
I hope Shania doesn't shoot us.
Do you think you're going to... What do you think you're going to wear to Shania's concert?
Oh, maybe... Oh, my God. Boots!
Are you?
Maybe.
You're going to...
Thigh highs.
Lord knows it's in Seattle, so you're going to want to pack your rain boots.
Oh, my God.
Is that all you're going to wear in
Maybe
Seattle
a cowboy
and Vancouver?
Hat. Maybe a cowboy hat.
You in a cowboy hat.
It's Shania.
What do you think? I was really putting some thought to this. What do you think the demographic of the Shania Twain concert is going to be?
I don't know. People that are going to hate crime us.
You know, not in Seattle.
Oh, you're right. If we were going in like Texas.
No. I think they know at this point the gays love Shania.
Now, what is your favorite Shania song?
There's this one that's called Nobody Needs to Know Right Now. Or no one needs to know right now?
No one needs to know.
Okay, you're way off beat. You're way off beat. You're just ruined my favorite shit. Boy, I've been hit by Cupid.
No one needs to know.
Yes, you're still a little fast. It's a slow song.
I was giving it a remix.
Now, which one are you going to get down to when she plays?
Honestly, come on over.
From this moment?
From this moment.
Okay.
I'm going to body roll.
Are you? I'm actually very much looking forward. I want to get a Shania Twain t-shirt.
I'm going to buy tour merch for sure.
I want to get a Shania t-shirt. I would love a Shania.
Oversized Shania jumper.
jumper?
You know I don't need it, but you know I'm going to buy it.
I doubt they even sell that. What do you think her merch is like?
Hopefully. You know what they should sell?
A bed with boots under it.
And you
can take a nap during the opening.
No, I was going to say they need to sell a sweater with two heads for it so you could have a party for two.
With Mark McGrath or with Billy Currington?
With Mark McGrath, the pop version.
Wow. Yeah. Do you think he'll be there? I mean, what's Mark McGrath up to?
Honestly, I don't know. You know what other songs I'm looking forward to? Honey, I'm Home. Don't Be Stupid.
You know I love you.
I love that one. Any Man of Mine. I always say, Any Man of Mine should be the first 4 minutes of my first date with somebody. I'm going to play that and be like, learn the lesson, girl. If you don't, Any Man of Mine.
You sound like an awful date.
I know.
You sound very high maintenance and all about yourself.
Well, Any Man of Mine better know it.
Wow. Classic Aries Pisces cusp.
Shut up.
Did you hear Lady Gaga's opening for Shania?
You're lying. What? Are you lying?
Yes.
Okay, I was like, is she going to play the Born This Way Country Road version?
And she's going to play You and I.
Okay. Yeah, she got the repertoire for an opening act.
Okay, so you know You and I by Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Okay, what's the sing the chorus. Where she says, something
about.
Right, okay. So doesn't she say something about.
Something by lonely night.
Right.
And lipstick on your face.
So I was hanging out with this like.
Something.
Okay, stop. I was hanging out with this like new group of gays.
Okay, what?
And that song came on because I was being DJ and of course it was like good music.
Yeah.
And this one guy was like singing it and he was like getting it and he was saying he was a Lady Gaga fan. And then he was saying.
What did he say?
He was saying, so good, something about this place. And I was like.
What a fake
fan. And then he made me question the lyric.
Listen, I always get my lyrics wrong. It's whatever.
So good.
You know what?
Something
recently,
about this place.
Recently, I got the lyrics wrong to, what is that song? Knock three times on the ceiling if you want
me. Okay.
Twice on the bike. Ding, ding. But apparently, it's twice on the pipe.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I was on A-to-Z-lyrics.com.
Why were you A, singing that? Z, that story just put me to sleep.
Because I was watching the hit movie Now and Then. Featuring Rosie O'Donnell.
And Christina Ricci.
Yes.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah. My official statement.
You know what Christina Ricci was in that I loved?
Grey's Anatomy.
Casper.
Oh.
And you know, I was in love with Casper, the human version.
Devin Sawa.
He was
What's his name?
When I was seven, I was into it.
Why? What did he have going on?
He was a human ghost. You know my fetish. Dead people. No, I'm kidding. Oh, my God. I got to get out of here.
I was right. Devin Sawa. I nailed that.
I'm just looking for a spirit to fall in love with.
I'm looking for a spirit because I need a drink after hearing you tell this story.
Honestly, what if I did a reality show, a reality dating show of me dating ghosts?
Ghosts.
But you can't see them. And so it's just me and I'm like, take a sip. And I'm like feeding them a meal and then I put it in, and then it just disappears.
Sounds very much like your dates right now.
Me dating nothing, nobody. Me on a one person date feeding the empty seat in front of me.
Well, that wouldn't happen.
God. What? Because I'd be eating it all myself.
Oops.
I don't even share with a ghost.
Oops. So, okay, tell me more about this reality show.
I guess my date would have to be using a Ouija board.
Yeah, it would.
Me talking to my date via Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, and then they spell out, gotta go.
They spell out, guac costs extra.
Oh, shit.
I hate that.
Oh, well, while you went back to the UK, and I stayed for another week in the UK, I got to hang out with Dan. You know, Dan is not on fire.
Mm-hmm.
He was great. We went to the park. We had like a little excursion.
You went to a park?
Yeah, the two of us went and found a park and we just hung out and had coffee and it was really fun actually.
Did you sit on the grass or in a chair?
At like a little table. And we were surrounded by old people playing chess. It was really cute.
That does sound nice.
I was like, look at us in the future, Dan. This is going to be us.
Playing chess?
Yeah, it was fun. And then I had a little pizza party with Jim and Tanya. You know, you love them.
I do. Tell me more about the pizza, though.
Oh, well, we got a ham and pineapple. You know me. And then we got a Texan pizza.
Texan.
Which was barbecue and things. And chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And peppers.
Like, yeah.
And then also we got a veggie pizza. Anyway. And then, yeah.
So you each had your own?
And then Dan and Phil were there, and Jim and Tony were there, and me. So the five of us got three pizzas and a whole bunch. Listen, nobody cares. And
I do.
I hung out with Elfie, and I got to meet their dog, Nala.
You had never met Nala?
No.
Did you go to their casa?
No, we were all in London for a super secret project.
And wait, they travel with a dog?
Well, Elfie was in town for some reason. So he came from Brighton to London, brought the dog, and then me and Zoe were working on something.
Now tell me about Nala.
Nala was a little dog. It was a little dog.
I thought you were going to say Nala was a dildo.
Nala was a dildo. It turns out they have a pet dildo.
Did they bring the guinea pigs?
No.
Does Nala get along with the guinea pigs?
I meant to ask him that. I didn't ask. I meant to, though.
Whose dog do you like better, Nala or Ollie Hart?
Oh, somebody asked me on tour. There was a question. Who's your favorite YouTuber dog?
No, the question was, which YouTuber dog would you steal?
Oh, okay. So there's Nala, which is Elfie and Zoe's. There's Ollie, which is Hannah's. There's
Beans,
which is Mamrie's.
Does Grace have a dog?
Yeah. What's Grace's dog's name?
Stump.
No.
Chump.
No.
Bark.
No.
Remember your dogs, EGOT, Emmy, Oscar,
no,
Tony and Grammy?
No, what is Grace's dog's name? Goose. Oh my God, I'm an idiot. Obviously, I wouldn't pick Goose if I can't even remember its name. No, my favorite dog of the whole bunch, Goose barks at me too much. I like Ollie.
Do you?
Yeah.
Daddy does.
Because I like a big dog, and I think Ollie's going to grow up to be real big. And I don't like little dogs, so Nala's out.
I like Beans.
Beans is okay, but I think Beans resents me.
Did you know I've never met Beans?
Really? You could just follow the Instagram account?
Oh my God. Yes. Of course I do.
Corey, I feel like everyone now knows what we're all up to, but I want to know what everyone else is up to. How can they tell us?
I mean, I guess they should probably tweet at us with their little cycle baby update.
Yeah. Ooh, hashtag cycle baby update.
Make sure it's cycle. Sometimes people think it's psycho baby.
We would not call you psycho baby.
Because of the cycle baby episode.
What is... Yeah.
It gets very confusing.
If you didn't hear here's the real truth.
Here's the
tea. Go back and listen to some episodes that you haven't heard because maybe you'll learn a thing or two.
And start with the cycle baby episode.
Yeah. But let us know what you're up to because you just heard what we're up to, whether it's, you know, traveling or working or movies that Corey's are seeing or tour.
And let us know if you're going to see us on tour this summer.
Yes.
There's still a lot of dates left.
I
feel like it's still early June and we have so many more cities to do.
And my favorite thing is so many of you guys come to the tour and you say, I love Psychobabble. Everyone comes up and they're like, I listen to every episode of Psychobabble. I'm like, oh my God, my people.
I did have some people that were like, so that's what you look like.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. No. So, yeah,
so I was like, guess they don't follow me on Twitter.
It's a show not just for the YouTube people, but also for the podcast fans. So you can come. I would love to see you there. Go to tyleroakleytour.com, get your tickets, and you should know that we give away VIP passes because VIP is all sold out, so the meet and greets. But we give VIP passes out to people that buy general admission tickets. So even if you have the furthest away seat in the entire theater, you can still meet us after the show or get VIP passes or because we do giveaways. So I hope you get a ticket. Let us know if you're coming. Corey, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube, Corey Cool, all of those places.
Maybe Snapchat soon. Who
hopefully.
Knows? You can find me, Tyler Oakley, everywhere over the internet. And be sure to subscribe to Psychobabble. How can they do it, Corey?
Click. It's just a clip.
Okay. And then that's
it's
all.
It's just the littlest clip.
Wish us luck. Hopefully we don't get shot at the Shania Twain concert.
Oh my God. Stop saying that.
Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.